said.
Welcome to the world of Pokemon, and welcome to the Montium region, a secluded region surrounded by mountains on all but one side, and home to Aspire Industries, leading the way in Pokemon technology innovation. Or so they claim to, but things are not as utopian as they appear. Join our heroes, Lillian!
Josh, pay attention boy, pay attention!
Willow!
We must save the bat!
And Josh!
They use fire and bowling balls.
On their very own Pokemon journey to uncover the secrets of the Montium region and become Pokemon Masters. This is Dungeons and Dragon Types.
I live for the challenge, live for the thrill. In spite of what I've been told, I'm still a fan of the fire. Hooked on the heat, look at all I've done. Impossible me. I've been through the deserts, jumped in the waves.
Welcome back, trainers. When last we met, our heroes had finally made it to Mysteria Village, only to be met with a very quirky predicament when they arrived.
Mr. Mime type of predicament.
A rogue Mr. Mime had been harassing the whole village, and it was up to TJ and only TJ.
You mean Josh? My and only Josh. Josh.
Right. Yep.
My Josh.
That's how names work. I'm a good GM. With the Mr. Mime defeated and captured, the invisible walls have all disappeared, and you have reconvened at the Pokemon Center.
Oh.
And I believe you finished last episode with the actual healing being done.
It's perfect. Sorry, go on.
So I believe that I believe the point we're at now is that you're all healed up, so whatever you want to do next, you do next.
What does Mysteria Village have? It has the gym. What else does it have?
Not a whole lot. It's very, it's a very sort of out of the way place. Not a whole lot of people, going about. There's not a whole lot to do. There's the split Pokemon Mart and Center, like the old days. And there's the gym in the back, which is also about where the gym leader lives. And then it's various locals. There's the one person who sells caters to sort of otherworldly items like comet shards, the various other types of shards that sometimes pop up.
Right, what the guy with the doublade was doing.
Yeah, the guy, or the, hone edge.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. You know what I meant. You
that
know
one.
What I meant.
So there isn't a whole lot to do, although, after you have everybody kind of healed up at the center, you do notice this one kid who is kind of coming up to trainers by himself, and he's a little ninja kid.
Ninja kid?
Ninja!
What's he saying?
I love and, your Fortnite live streams.
As he eventually comes up to you, he said, where are my notes? Here we go. Comes up and says, hi, my name is Rob, and I was hoping to get some trainers to help me.
Help Wow. you with what, child?
Well, you see, yesterday I was out training with my Golbat, and there was a sudden storm came up, and I tried to get him to return, but I lost him in the storm.
No.
He got blown away? Wow, that must have been some storm.
Go back to your pitch. It is quite impressive. That must have been a very strong gust. We must save the bat!
You have a zoo bat, don't you?
I do have a zoo bat. Did you know Crobat is my favorite?
He right? He's my favorite, too.
She covers the ears of Mazil and Dedanny.
He's my favorite, too. I love Crobat. I've been working so hard with Golbat to help him evolve, and I'm really worried now. I'm hoping he's okay, but I don't have any other Pokemon to go out there.
We will certainly help you get your Pokemon back, because that is terrible that you lost your Pokemon.
Yeah, we got your back. Where was this, Rob?
We were just north of town.
All right. What time of day is it?
I think by the time that... Actually, I think we're getting close to night. I mean, you left Snowcliff and traveled across Route 8. I'm assuming that would take probably most of the day. So you're probably looking at sunset right now.
Okay, well, that's when Golbat will be more active, hopefully.
Evolve your Rockruff!
No! That's not how it works. My Rockruff isn't even in my party!
Please!
She can't do it yet. I think Rockruff needs like a certain level number of battles first.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Onward to saving the Golbat!
Yeah, I guess nighttime would be a good, or at least dusk would be a good time to start doing that. Hopefully he's not too tired from his ordeal and is actually active at night, as bats tend to be.
Are there any supplies you think we need? Special supplies? What is your name, kid?
Rob.
Rob. Thanks.
Do you rob banks?
Clearly he'd introduced himself and I was not listening.
You rob banks.
Only the river banks.
Alright. Yeah, Rob, do you think we'll need anything special? We just came from a desert. What's up north? I'm assuming it's not more desert.
Yeah, it's north of here is the way to get to the volcanic area. It shouldn't be too far. The only thing is that there is a wild sandstorm that comes up. People around here call it the spirit of the desert. And it just kind of roves about the desert.
Does it kind of like take shape and end up looking a little bit like Clint Eastwood?
Danny DeVito.
No. People think it's a Pokemon, but we're not. But the gym leader really knows anything much about
Hippowdon. Anyways.
Interesting. But yeah, okay. So get ready to cover your eyes and your nose if there's a sandstorm.
Actually, the gym leader should hopefully have some of those, what are they called? Go goggles, I think?
Goggles. I got welding goggles.
I have glasses, and in science class they told me that's good enough, so it should be good enough.
Willow gets out the goggles for her contest attire. I am ready.
Let me see. Yeah, there we go. Go goggles.
Go gadget goggles.
Gadget goggles.
I guess those might work. I just know that the
go
goggles. I almost
wrote the spirit of the West, not the spirit of the desert.
Yeah, I was gonna say. But I know that the ones that the gym leader has are really good for trying to see in a desert storm.
Do they have prescription?
That is a good question.
I don't know.
Because I need that,
maybe?
Too. Secondly, do you have any fur that would fit my teeny tiny Dedenny?
She might. You'd have to ask her.
Okay, because it is important that he gets to go out and hunt in the desert. For items.
They gotta use pickup. I guess Munchlax would need glasses, too. Imagine Dedenne and Munchlax just wearing glasses over their eyes, and Munchlax's eyes get huge, and Dedenne's eyes get smaller. Alright, I guess stopping by the gym first is a good idea then.
Yeah, it's not so late that you're like, would be bothering her, that other people would be asleep. So,
Mozilla, I think you need to sit out for this one.
I think Restra needs to sit out too.
We're gonna bring out Lulu.
And Bedrock.
You did everybody. Just deleted all my tokens. Because I forgot. I had them all selected.
Oops.
Don't worry, guys. Dr. Mime is awesome. He went to grad school for optometry.
That's good to know.
That's why he makes all those, like, reflect things and invisible walls and stuff.
Testing your eyesight.
He's just an all-around
doctor. How well can you
doctor.
See the invisible wall?
I can't see it. I need glasses.
This is why his business glasses. Is very successful. He tells everyone that, like, oh, if you can't see the wall, you need glasses, and no one can see the wall.
Mm. All right, we'll head towards the gym. At least I'm heading towards the gym.
Yeah.
Yes, yes! Head towards the gym. We head towards the gym. I did not make this map because...
Actually, as you reach the gym door, you find... Let me pull up her thing really quick so you get an idea. Where are we on the map? Hold on. There we go. Okay, let me pull up her token real quick. And that. She is...
Already a token in a little semicircle.
Is there?
Uh-huh.
With that same one?
Yep.
Okay, shoot.
Talia.
Talia. And you know, she's kind of dressed in fairly, like, arid, you know, desert attire, very loose-fitting kind of clothes. And she has a head wrapping... Around
it
most of her face.
Because,
yeah, it's almost like I used Google Image Search for that or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
But when she turns around to you, she is wearing a pair of those Go Goggles.
Hello, madam.
Hi.
We are here to borrow some pairs of Go Goggles so that we may go into...
The goggles.
Stormy desert to help this small child rescue his Pokemon.
Do I look like a Linden library to you? And she's about to kind of like walk past you.
Hey, that's me. You can't say that to me. I am a... Hold on, let me look up another doctor term. Funny doctor. I am a doctor in glaucomeflectin.
What in the world are you talking about, Josh?
sounded like something about glaucoma.
No, not glaucoma. Ignore me. You can't say that to us. My Mr. Mime is a Dr. Mime. He can't have his...
I was going to just say, this kid's Golbat got lost, and we need to go out in the desert, and he told us about the sandstorm that roams, and he mentioned coming here to ask you for some goggles. Because of reasons.
When she heard you say Mr. Mime, she came. She kind of like got really close and up to Josh's face.
Hello.
And I was like, Miss, you three aren't the outsiders who cleared out that mine business, were you?
Yeah,
that was mostly him, but yeah.
That was me. I used my miming skills as a mime to capture this mime. Right, Dr. Mime?
The
and he
friend,
looks at him and he gives like a thumbs
the
up.
Mime.
And we both mime now. And as like I'm like gesturing with my hands, Dr. Mime is right behind me, like doing the same exact gestures as me.
Okay, then. So it sounds like I'm dealing with some fairly decent trainers. Where did three come from, anyway?
I came from the circus.
All around.
I'm from Kalos. I grew up in Lumios.
I came from the circus.
You see, I am a little boy.
She Start says mumbling it's much to myself. Faster, but Quinn can't remember. It's like
Professor Redwood,
Sunrise Town, or something. Yeah, I am from Sunrise Town.
I am from the circus.
Can I see your? Do you have phones on you by chance?
I only have balloons.
I pull out my Pori phone.
Me too.
Do I have a phone? I don't think I have a
phone.
Yeah,
you got. Yeah, I think, you and Willow got them from the other assistant after the bug catching contest.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Oh, I've not used my phone at all. It's probably out of power.
Gotta charge your phone, Josh. Oh my gosh.
I am not tech savvy. Again, I come from the circus. Whatever that means.
They use technology at the circus, Josh.
They use fire and bowling balls.
How do you think they make fire?
With sticks and rocks.
So,
anyways, my phone doesn't work, but one of my homies
here, phone is charged.
she kind of looks it over and notices the little insignia, there's like a little insignia on the home screen that's basically Professor Redwood's symbol.
It's a symbol. It's an apple with a bite taken out of it.
I think that's copyrighted.
Yeah.
Well, a fruit with a bite taken out of it.
It's a pineapple berry.
Pineapple berry with a bite taken out of it.
There you go.
Apples exist in the Pokemon universe.
Leffaberry with a bite out of it, please.
There you go.
It's an applin right. with a bite. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Oh, God.
It's a Leffaberry.
But in any case, she sees all this and kind of surreptitiously asks, you work with Professor Redwood at all?
I do.
Yes,
are you an assailant from a rival ring professoring agency?
I am one of his assistants.
He just helped me start out when I traveled here.
I'm just a guy, honestly.
It's where our Pokemon go. I mean, when we catch new ones. Haven't heard from him in a while, actually. Not that I'm thinking about it.
Did you assassin
him?
So
we haven't heard from him IRL in a long time, but really in game, it's probably been like 2 days.
True.
Actually, yeah. It's been like a year and a half since we started this. Well, 3 years since you guys started this. Right, Carrie?
Yeah.
Yep.
So she starts to kind of nod and think, and you can kind of tell that she's thinking to herself, like the wheels are turning in her head. All right then. Sure, I can help you. I can help you find this. Let me guess. Is Robin his gold bat?
Yeah. Why do you say it like that? Did he already ask you for help?
What's the catch, huh?
Is this a common occurrence?
Rob is very ambitious.
I like that.
And then in the course of that, ends up getting kind of reckless. So you could say this isn't exactly a uncommon occurrence. I can help you find Rob's gold bat. But first I need you to come with me.
Sure.
And she kind of like reshoulders her bag, and you notice it's almost full to the brim with stuff. You're not quite, but you can't really quite tell what.
You have a lot of stuff there.
You were getting ready to go somewhere, weren't you?
This ain't no clown car. This is the world.
Yeah, it's about that time of the month, so I need to take care of something out in that same direction.
I don't think that means what I think it means, so tell me what you mean by that time of the month.
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay, I refrained, but honestly.
Allow me to rephrase, children.
Well, yes, that is technically true.
There's a certain thing I do on a monthly basis that I do out in the desert, and I'll explain
on
the way.
This still is going around the same thing. Like, I don't know. Maybe you just want to be one with the desert.
That's one way of saying it. I commune with the spirit of the desert. Let's put it that way.
Whatever causes the sandstorm Rob is talking about.
Exactly.
Did you cause this sandstorm? Tell us that now. Did you cause this sandstorm?
That sandstorm has been around longer than I have, kid.
Dr. Mime will know. He got a grad degree in psychology.
And she reaches into a different pocket on her... Well, actually, this would probably be a separate satchel. Then she has the skull goggles in, and she hands three to you guys.
Nice.
I'm not wearing these. They could be poisoned.
I'm putting mine on right now.
Okay, I'll put mine on.
Samesies.
Die together or not at all, Josh.
I'm sure.
Oh, look, they're not poisoned.
As you start to leave town, Talia begins digging into some more interesting questions. Once you hit the borders of town, she asks, exactly, how long have you kids been working with Redwood?
Do you want my answer, or do you want Lillian's answer? Because they're two different answers.
2 days.
In character.
About, probably, I don't know how long has it been.
I don't know, like, while I was still in school, I did, like, kind of an internship with them, and then once I left school, it was, like, more of a full-time thing, so maybe, like, a year, I think?
For me, not that long. Like, what? A little going up on a month, maybe?
What's the, like, canonical time span from, like, the...
That's what I'm
category?
Trying to figure out.
I guess, like...
I think...
It can't be just, like, a couple of days. It has to be, like, a month, maybe 2 months.
Exactly, because you've definitely had several nights where you've slept at the Pokemon Center.
There's no way we can traverse an entire continent in, like, a week.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. So. We got Pokemon and, like... magical stuff that they can do, so
unless you want, like,
technically it's been about a week in game, but I'm gonna say it's been closer to a month.
Let's go like 2 months,
right? Okay,
which means Lepa berries are in season. Have a Family Guy cutaway gag now.
All right, then what all has he told you about Aspire Industries?
Oh, I love that place.
Not much. Josh, no, we don't.
I love that place, guys. Oh, guys,
He said he's just being facetious. You don't even use your own phone. That isn't even Aspire Industries.
Oh, I see. Hashtag Aspire Industries sucks.
Yeah, did you want to see my chat hot profile from the gym
battle? Your chatter
battle?
Profile.
Here, this is what I think.
I think okay. You mean like an unknown. Because it changed the name.
He hasn't really told us much other than he doesn't trust him, which is why he gave us the phones that we have, or rather programmed my phone, because I did have it before I came here.
You could say he and I also have history with them.
Well, now so does the guy from Snowcliff.
What's your relationship to the professor?
Did you hear about that? That they tried to oust him?
Now, that doesn't surprise me, though. It wouldn't be there first.
What's your relation to the professor? Are you his wife?
What?
Me? Please.
You are just coming out of left field with everything today.
I didn't take my medication.
It's TJ talking, not Josh, for sure.
I'll be real, I didn't take my medication today. So.
Nah, Cameron and I go way back, but
his name's Cameron.
He and I. Yeah, your kids
Cameron
never heard.
Redwood.
Why would I know his first name?
I'm gonna call him Cam the next time I call him.
Yeah,
no response to
I'm
that.
Gonna do.
I'm
the
just gonna
exact
do it. I'm just gonna just throw it out there.
Hey
you guys, we could call the professor right now.
Right now, we got a Golbat to worry about.
We do have a Golbat to worry about. We should probably stop talking and start moving.
We are moving, technically.
Yeah, we are. You are currently
moving.
Our
tokens are not moving. We are moving.
I was looking at Mr. Mime Macabre right here, so.
Of course you are.
Onward! Are you coming with us, madam?
That's the thing, is I can help you find Rob's Golbat, but I need you to come with me first.
Sure.
Okay.
My god.
And as she leads you further out into the desert, she goes off from that original line of questioning and brings up that she and the professor kind of have this long-standing, issues with Aspire Industries.
It does seem to be garbage.
Well, he went the Pokemon academic route. I became a trainer, eventually found my way to becoming one of this region's Elite Four members.
Oh, you used to be in the Elite Four?
I did.
What type?
You'll find out.
Ground
you'll
type.
Find out. I'm guessing you.
No spoilers.
I'm guessing
isn't this the ghost
I'm guessing you
area?
Kids are.
No, this is not
oh,
the ghost
no.
area.
No, no. You'll know the ghost area when you get there. Nah.
Well, every
ground type.
Every month you go into the desert, so I'm assuming ground type.
Yeah, that was me. But as I made my name as an Elite Four member and Cameron became more and more renowned for his studies in Pokemon and behavior, we started noticing a company making headway, and as the years went by, they seemed to accumulate more and more power, more and more influence on the region.
What company?
Aspire Industries. Josh, pay attention! Pay attention, boy! Pay attention!
Focus, it's
like focus,
in the
Josh.
Anime, like when Whiskey starts slapping Brock, like Lillian's like, come on, snap out of it!
Or like when Sabrina's dad is trying to go into her backstory, and Ash is like, oh, you must have been her photographer!
Exactly that.
It didn't take long as they accumulated more and more power that they finally got their hands into the league. Into the Poke.
Oh,
they started.
I thought you said into the leak, and I thought, leak of what?
I also heard a leak, and then I had to think about
they
what word it actually
all
was.
The
like,
Farfetch.
Did they steal all the leaks from the Farfetch?
That sounds like a good thing.
That's pretty far-fetched.
Anyway, so now they did the. So is everybody in the league now part of Aspire Industries?
Yeah, everyone who's a gym leader now is officially an employee of Aspire Industries.
Oh my god.
We're not talking about official, we're talking about loyalties.
I wouldn't know much about that. I know mine aren't with them. I'm mainly doing this as a favor to my friend.
Oh, he's your friend.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Talking about
you
Cameron?
Mean Redwood or somebody else?
Cameron.
Yeah.
Must be Cameron.
How familiar are you with the Elite Four of this region?
I know they had an exhibition a while back, but that's about all I know.
I know the Elite Four. Joking.
When I was on the Elite Four, I was close friends with their normal type trainer, Evelyn.
Oh, I was going to say Larry!
Wrong region.
Larry.
And Evelyn. After my falling out from the Elite Four, after I was replaced, I just wanted to be by myself and just stay in Mysteria and not be bothered by anybody.
I hate to interrupt your story, but if you had a falling out and you were ousted from the Elite Four, how are you allowed to be a regular gym leader?
Evelyn was able to pull some strings.
Okay.
So, after the initial gym leader roster that we had in this region was unceremoniously removed, they needed new gym leaders. So, when they were coming up short, Evelyn suggested I take up the mantle, and
it seems suspicious that they could get away with a giant turnover of everyone leaving at the same time. How did they manage that?
Well, think of it this way. Who was going to stop them? The police force working for the various cities?
It's not about the stopping. It's more about the public perception. I feel like
how
it
long
wouldn't
had the
engender
gym
positive feelings with the general public if everybody switched all at once. It would make them a little suspicious, I would
Yeah.
think.
Somewhere. But all Aspire Industries had to say was they're bringing in a brand new, never-before-seen roster of gym leaders for you to test your strength against, and played up how new and exciting them taking over the league was, and
people
they had already
like
ingratiated them
things.
And they had already ingratiated themselves in with their various technological advances, so people were already in on the ground floor, and as far as people knew on social media and then the news is that the Spire was on the up and up.
Change by itself isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it has to be for the right reasons.
Absolutely. And anybody who spoke otherwise was either drowned out or...
Oh, good. I'm glad you continued that sentence, because I thought you were going for they were...
They were drowned?
Yeah. Woo! Willow wipes her forehead.
Thankfully they are.
Like, oh, my goodness.
No.
They haven't gone that far.
Way more sinister than I thought.
They don't dare get their hands dirty with that. That's for a different group.
Oh, yeah, the strong arms.
Strong arm? The strong arm do their dirty work?
The bootlickers.
I see you've already had interactions with them.
This is a good question. Yeah. Has Willow
you got you and TJ have not I don't think.
Oh, no, well, no. Wait, no, no, we did in the lighthouse.
At the lighthouse.
In the lighthouse, that's
yeah,
right.
The lighthouse.
Never mind, yeah.
And the power plant.
Yeah,
oh, wait, no,
punched.
No, but no, no, not at the power plant specifically, but Willow has been very vocal about her suspicions about the power plant, the way the power plant went down.
That's true. Yeah. Willow was incredibly suspicious.
And then I had it at the museum in Opalia.
Yeah.
And then
not the museum, the rock shop. The museum was just a burglary.
Right, rock shop.
Clearly, I mean, after all this questioning, we've got to be, like, getting close now, right?
It's been 39 minutes, so...
no, it hasn't been that long.
It hasn't been that long of us talking to her.
It's been like 39 minutes of me being annoying, so.
TJ.
Huh?
Shoot. Where was she in the conversation?
Beats me.
About...
I kept interrupting her.
Bootlickers or something.
She had just taken on the mantle of gym leader as a favor to the previous elite, to her friend who was still on the Elite Four. I'm reluctantly a gym leader for them. And as long as I don't say anything in public and make any grand statements about my, you know, my beliefs about them, then we're fine.
Your misgivings. Can I have your phone number so we can, like, text about, like, our suspicions and stuff?
Wow. Just go right ahead.
Nice, Willow.
Give me them digits.
Because, like, it'd be so nice to have another person that we can talk about our suspicions with.
You're so forward, Willow.
You just seem so cool.
Let's go ahead and wait until after a gym battle for that.
If you beat me,
Willow,
in a gym battle,
properly chastened. Okay.
If you beat me in a gym battle, you get my number, my phone number, and then we can talk.
There you go. Well, yeah, let's just say I used to be a lot more vocal about them, but it's good to know that Redwood's found some kids that are have that same energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by that point, after you finish this conversation, that's when you begin to see, off in the distance, coming towards you, a massive sandstorm, and you can actively see it change direction and come towards you.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Is that a Pokemon, or just some other kind of natural phenomenon?
Guys, it's coming right for us.
Phenomenon?
Phenomena.
Oh, it's definitely a Pokemon, and as it comes closer and closer, the wind starts whipping up, and it's like, it's much stronger than the Hippopotas sandstorm you felt earlier in the day.
Perception check.
In fact, it's like, yeah.
I got a. Oh wait. Insight. Alert. What?
Probably. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Roll.
Yeah, I think
two.
So.
Oh. Nice.
It better not be a Dunsparce.
No. As the storm further Carrie's the first to notice it, but through the go-goggle, as you put on, I don't know if you've had your go-goggles on the whole time.
I put them on right away in order to convince Josh to put his on.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right, yeah. Through the go-goggles, Carrie is the first to, Lillian is the first to see the silhouette in the storm of a Flygon.
Oh, snap.
Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful.
I need it.
Flygons are cool. I
need it.
They also
have a trapinch.
I do have a trapinch.
I need it.
And as the storm continues...
I don't think we can... I don't have a trapinch. I have a grubbin.
I have a Vikavolt. It could be the dad.
I think that this is supposed to be her grubbin. I think we're supposed to let it live in the desert.
I wasn't gonna. Who was who, Josh? Did you say you were gonna try to capture it?
Of course, Josh said he wanted to capture it.
You don't get a this. I don't think this Flygon is for you, my friend. This thing's been here for a while.
Question: how big does it look?
It's not gonna be there for another while.
Bigger than we would expect.
Well, when you Talia's about a little bit shorter than you guys. And when she's up to it, let's see. How big are the normal Flygon? Normal Flygon or what?
Can I gauge its emotion to see if it's happy? Is it happy? Can I befriend
Insight,
it?
Insight, empathy.
Insight.
Well, it's about to get a lot happier because as Talia is... As Talia walks up to it, she unloads the big heavy bag she had and pulls it open. And from, I don't know how far away you are from her.
I don't know, maybe like 20 feet back.
But I guess with those same perception checks, yeah, basically what you see is the Flygon reach in, stick its muzzle in the bag, and when it pulls up, out of it, you see its mouth full of Wattmel berries.
Wattmel berries?
I know what those look like. Hold on. It looks like a hold on, I have a giant spreadsheet.
It looks kind of like a melon. It's on the bottom
exactly.
row.
It's basically like a melon.
It's a melon.
And it just gobbles them up. And whereas normal Flygon are about 6 feet tall, and you all are about a little over 5.5, I'm guessing.
I'm five foot nine.
Not 5.5. I'm like five.
Yeah, five foot nine, and she's a little bit shorter than you. You can see the height difference from her. It is definitely more than a foot taller than her.
Is this your buddy? Is this your Flygon?
The Flygon kind of gets anxious, and she puts a hand on its chest. Don't worry, they're with me.
Is this your Hello. Flygon?
This Flygon doesn't really belong to anybody, but I'm the one.
Let's
who
go.
Is
to let's go.
Do not. I put a hand on Josh's arm and I pull him back. I'm like, this Flygon is not for capturing.
I call out to it. I say, may I feed you a berry?
Hello.
That's in like a positive. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Willow walks up to the bag, grabs one, and she holds out open palm like to a horse.
Yep.
The berry.
Orps.
And besides, kid, you couldn't catch this thing if you tried.
Oh, I didn't
I've tried,
catch
and
it.
I haven't
I just
been able
wanted
to catch
to,
it.
I could
I just
ask.
Wanted to pet it.
Nah.
I could always just ask.
After it eats the berry, I pet its nosy.
John, do not fuck me on this. Do not. John.
Don't worry. It's gonna
be... It's a story beat. It's not a catchable Pokemon.
it's like a professional rank Pokemon or whatever.
It's a master rank.
You need to have
so you. This is literal
successes.
End game. This is literal end game. You probably should have the Master Ball before trying to capture this thing.
Oh.
And you're gonna need to use the Master Ball because all your other Pokeballs are gonna fail.
I walk up.
Or you better
to
have
it.
A whole shit ton of Ultra Balls.
I walk up to it. And I'm gonna be like, "Hey, buddy.
I love your goggles." That's what I say to it.
And I think...
And it sniffs at your goggles as well.
Hey, these are the ones that she gave us, but these are the ones I use normally, and I hold up my welding goggles.
Are you the little goober who's making the sandstorms?
And as you say that, it kind of levitates back up into the air, and like it makes it, and the sandstorm seems to increase a little bit as it like flies around.
What a cutie.
Can it control these sandstorms? Like, can it like dissipate them, or is it always?
You ever faced a Hippopotas or Hippowdon?
We saw one recently, yeah.
I mean, its ability is levitate. Same thing.
It just causes that sandstorm around it, huh?
Well, it's not, ability isn't really levitate. Its ability is sandstream.
Makes sense.
So it has the ability to levitate like its brethren, but it's that sandstorm is just always around it. Okay. Been like that ever since I first saw it. It's part of the reason I like coming out. It's part of the reason I wanted my gym out this way.
Yeah, I understand. Do you think he's seen the Golbat?
That's what I was gonna ask.
How long did Rob say he lost his Golbat?
Is Rob with us? Yesterday? Did Rob come with us, or is he still the Pokemon Center?
No. He shouldn't have come with you because he don't got no Pokemon.
Oh, right.
I think he said yesterday, last night.
Yeah.
We can see if it was one of his storms, then he might have seen it.
I don't even think.
Spirit. Have you seen a Golbat stuck out here by itself?
Yeah, buddy.
Usually hangs out with a little kid.
Nah.
And it kind of points you. Heads a little bit towards the east before circling back around. Yep.
Nice, you just created another episode name.
Yep.
Especially. Does Flygon even get Sandveil?
It's Sandstream.
This is a very
unique situation. I mean, it's a 9-foot tall Flygon with Sandstream. It's not normal. This definitely is not normal.
That's not normal.
Sometimes in stuff, there will be special Pokemon that aren't normal, that have a special, not even a hidden ability, just some other special thing, because we need
it's
it
special.
For...
Tim Tam's unique, what? And he's normal. He's my
All
best
Pokemon
friend.
Pokemon are unique, but some Pokemon are more unique than the ones that are, than, you know.
All right, Napoleon, yeah. The pig.
Yeah. So, she turns, after Flygon kind of circles back around, she says, if we head a bit further east, we should find him.
Oh, good. Hopefully he's doing okay. I'm sure he's been a little worried about Rob, too.
Well, as soon as we get him, we'll bundle him back to Rob quick as rain. I don't know
quick
why
as
I said
sand,
that.
Quick as sandstorms.
Yeah.
As you say, after that, Talia waves off Flygon as it goes back, heading out west into the desert, just off into the distance.
What would Aspire Industries do with a Pokemon like that?
Use it for evil.
Genocide.
Oh, God.
If nothing else, they'd at least stick it
destroy
in a lab and try to figure
homes,
out.
And then they'd be like, oh, you need to get homes from us.
Mass reproduce.
See, you kids have already got the right ideas. I knew. Man, Redwood's got such insight on these things. And she turns eastward and starts leading the way.
We follow. Or at least I follow.
I'm following.
And I kind of just, like, talk about random
nonsense.
You're
doing cartwheels over the sand.
I'm just doing random nonsense. I'm oblivious. That's a spiel pun. Anyways.
It doesn't take too long. You head over A couple of dunes. And roll me the same generic roll for the perception check, the insight alert.
I will do that right now. Dexterity plus athletics.
That's not what was just said.
Yeah, but I'm getting no score.
Not even close.
I got one.
I got two.
I should get three. A whale lord.
Well, Lillian, you start to notice it, and Willow is the first to notice. Over the next dune, you see three Gligar and a Gliscor kind of like hovering in the air around something, and every so often one swoops down at the ground at something.
Uh-oh. I don't have a good feeling about this.
Oh, no.
I'm going to catch me some Gliscors.
There's only one Gliscor. Right.
I'm going to catch some Gliscor.
We're going to use this area north, the northern part of the map, just to be safe. You know, just so we don't have to worry about it. But basically, you come over the next dune, and you see the Gliscor and the three Gligar are all ganging up on that goal, on the goal bat.
Hey, how fucking dare you? I mean... You can't do that.
All right. Hey, leave that poor goal bat alone.
Yeah, he did nothing to you. How would you like if I walk up to you and punch you in your dipple-dangle face right now? Would you like that? No, you wouldn't.
I mean, I think we're technically going to do that, right?
Yeah, we are.
With our Pokemon?
And then I'll befriend all of them and make them my best friends. Or I could just let them punch me until they're happy, and then I could catch them.
Bedrock, They're ground types, I don't really have anything good against, Nope, I'm gonna keep Bedrock out, even though he has a weakness to ground.
I know exactly who I'm gonna use. Tim. Wait, what type is Gligar?
Gligar. It's ground.
Ground? I'm gonna be so... flying. I'm gonna be so awesome.
Oh, come on, roll 20. Just let me see why is your menu UI so garbage? Hold on. There. I want to open the character and it wouldn't let me because the freaking menu was off screen.
Use Ice Ball. I'm gonna murder.
Hold on a sec.
I'm gonna murder this fucking Gliscor. 4 times a week. It's perfect type.
Damn it.
Have you rolled your initiative for Tim Tam?
I'm gonna roll my initiative right now. He's a speedy boy. Speedy boy. 2.
Okay. As we all roll initiative, now I can't even add it to the turn order, for God's sake. Roll 20, I swear, sometimes.
This is like the Pokemon that Tim Tam goes good against.
Okay, and then we need those two. The Gliscor rolled a 1. The Gligar rolled a 1.
Oh, I guess Flygon is also quad weak to Sveal.
Oh no, the Gligar rolled a 2.
Yup.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Sveal,
you bet. Tim Tam, you better rock this.
He's gonna roll.
Okay. Okay, so
Lulu's
let me get
Dex
the,
is 2.
Lulu's Dex is 2.
Oh, Bedrock's
what is Tim Tam's Dex?
Tim Tam's Dex is 3.
Bedrock's Dex is also 3.
So actually, Bedrock and Tim Tam tie with the Gligar and the Gliscor. So we're just going to keep this order as is.
Okay.
All right. As the initiative, as you all throw out your Pokemon, Talia kind of like drops her bag to the side and leans into you all and says, "If you can keep those Gligar and Gliscor busy, I can get Golbat out of there."
We that's might.
The plan.
We gotcha.
Alrighty. So Tim Tam is up first.
Let's go. Use Tim Tam. I want you to be a good boy and use the good ice ball. Ice ball.
Not the bad ice ball. The good one.
Good ice ball.
On which one?
The Gliscor. I'm going to murk this Gliscor.
Alrighty. Let's see if it is able to evade that.
Probably the speedy.
Ooh, yeah. He's able to. You hurl the ice ball. Or I guess does Tim Tam turn into like a ball of ice and roll into it?
Well,
I think that's what it does.
Ice ball.
I think it's because it's an ice ball. Yeah, it's like roll out. So you try to roll into the Gliscor and it just kind of like catches an updraft and just gets out of the way. As for the Gligar, the first one, it's coming for Tim Tam and uses a poison sting.
Dodge, dodge! I'm begging you, dodge, like that. Ooh. There we go.
Ooh, oh, nicely done. So yeah, it shoots out from its scorpion tail a bunch of little needles that Tim Tam easily rolls out of the way.
You did it, Tim Tam.
He's still got ice Tim ball Tam. Speed.
He might be a little guy, but he's kind of speedy.
Sees a bedrock and tries to come at it with an acrobatics.
Acrobatics, huh? That's an interesting choice.
Be careful. If they're not holding an item, then it will do more damage.
It'll deal massive damage.
If the user doesn't have a held item, then the damage pool is 7.
I'm going to try clashing with... which attack should I clash with? Just a tackle. Ooh, I did it.
Ooh, match. Nice. So as it swoops and does little loops in the air and tries to land on Bedrock tackles into it, and they each knock off a chick of health.
Chicka. Tyrant!
And the third one sends out a screech attack against Bedrock.
Ooh. I'm gonna try to evade it.
Ooh, already. Nice.
Nice, Bedrock. Of course, now Bedrock needs to roll 3 to get this move.
A single hit, yeah.
Alright, Bedrock. Go back to the one that was trying to acrobatics you and you stomp. Oh, thank God.
Ooh, nice. Let me see. I forget which one is which. Ah, damn it. Hold on. Okay, that's that one. All right. So, you will try to evade. Nope. So, roll that damage.
Hell yeah. Back down to the move. I stomped on him. Stomped so hard. What's his defense?
The physical defense is 3.
Does a whole 1 point of damage. but let's see if he flinches. Nope.
Alright, but you get another chick of health out of it.
Yep.
Alrighty. The Gliscor is up next. And it's going to come for Tim Tam with Thunder Fang.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry,
guys. Your only other option is Clash.
My other only other... on a Clash...
Wait. Yeah, this is... Yeah, that needed to roll a 2. Yeah, because you evaded.
Yeah, you can't evade twice.
They rolled a two, then I will clash.
Nice.
With what move?
With hail?
Anything but ice ball.
with hail?
Try, yeah. You've got another. Don't you have like water gun or bubble beam or something like that? There you go.
I'll do Brian.
So as it comes for you, comes for you with the thunder with its mouth all electrified and full of lightning. You shoot it with a Brian attack, and you each knock off a chicka of health.
Goodbye. Seven.
Lulu.
All right. Lulu is going to go for this one. That Gligar.
Wait, hold on. I had Talia's character sheet up. Which one?
That one.
Okay, the one in the back. Got it.
Yeah. Do a rock slide.
I think that one's going to have to clash. That's the only thing left.
What is its defense?
Its physical defense is 3, and it will attempt to clash.
Oh, actually, I can get multiples, so the Gly score 2.
Actually, you can get, well, yeah, you can get up to 3.
Oh, then can I get this one, too?
Yep.
Sure.
So, the Gligar in the back. Okay, no, the third, the one behind Gliscor can evade. Let's see if it succeeds.
Is all of their physical defense 3?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. Gliscor is also 3. So it failed because that's its second move, mm-hmm. So it couldn't evade.
Rock slide.
The other one will attempt to clash with a Fury Cutter.
Yep.
That manages to succeed. So that one will only take 1 hit point of health.
And then Lulu will take 1 health.
And the Gliscor evaded. I don't think it can do anything else this turn. Did it
clash?
It attacked and it evaded. Okay, yeah, it can clash.
But I would need at least a 3.
Yeah. It's going to try and clash with a poison jab. And that fails.
So then do those ones take 5 damage?
They take... let's see. They take 4 damage. It's neutralized because ground resists rock and flying is weak to it. Okay, so they take the neutral the amount of damage. So okay. They take the 4. In which case 2 are now below half health.
Cool.
And let me see. And the Gliscor. So all 3 of the ones you hit are now in the yellow.
Okay. Yes.
Do a screech, because we should have done that first, but, it doesn't matter, we missed. Good try! That's it.
She was focused too much on the rock slide.
Yeah.
Yep.
Goodbye, John.
I actually did not fill out Talia's character sheet.
Oops.
Because I didn't realize I was going to have her do a thing in battle.
That's okay.
But, Oh, wait, no, I do have stuff. Actually, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm good. So as the trainer round comes, that's when Talia goes in with dexterity and athletics check.
She's gonna do some cool parkour, hop around some rocks, avoid the rock.
Please be good.
Slide.
Please be good.
The ice ball.
Oh no.
She tries.
Decidedly not good.
She will attempt that again and hopefully get more than a zero.
Well, she'd need to get a two.
Yep. There we go. Okay.
Oh, she did it.
Unfortunately, she ended up slipping on the sand the first when she went forward the first time, but she picked herself up and went forward and swooped the Golbat into her arms, and doubled back away from the fight.
Lillian gives her two thumbs up.
Danny in the background is holding up a sign that says 10.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right.
Totoro steals the sign so he can also hold it up.
Yeah. Yes. All right, Totoro holds up the Danny.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other trainer actions this round, or?
I'm good.
I'm good, too.
You want to try and catch one?
I will catch this Gliscor, and I will do it. Dexterity throw.
Hold on.
Yeah, what's good?
Because that's the thing. Is Gliscor is an ace rank.
An ace rank, so how many successions?
Ace rank are going to need...
Is it eight?
Let me see. Ace rank are 8 successes. And so far you only have 1. You have 1 guaranteed success, so...
And if I get a 6, do I get another one?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Do you have an Ultra Ball, my friend?
No.
Here you go.
I'm gonna catch this! It's gonna be my best friend! Go! Yes!
Alright, that roll works.
And I need so 8 successes. I need 8 successes.
You need at least 7.
I need at least 7. Because watch the... Oh.
Well, one chicka and it completely pops right back up.
How dare you?
Alright,
so in addition to the
broken Ultra Ball to my thing.
In addition to
I have a list here. It says 12 times Great Ball to be fixed, 1 times Ultra Ball to be fixed. I'm gonna start with the Ultra Ball so that I have a better chance of succeeding in fixing it.
There you go.
When we get back to town.
So, yeah, and Josh wouldn't be able to use it in battle until after getting at least all 8 gym badges.
Yeah.
No. He just wouldn't listen to me.
Yep, that's when...
He just wouldn't listen to me. So I'd have,
okay, you want to have the Ash Ketchum Charizard arc for the rest of the series?
I mean, yes. He had Vikavolt who, wouldn't listen to him, so he clearly doesn't care.
Yeah, but Vikavolt's my best friend. Yeah, it's good.
Josh, the best idea is to catch a Gligar and evolve it into a Gliscor.
Sure.
Then you can have a Gliscor that'll listen to you.
It's gonna be my best friend.
Yeah, that's gonna work out. Well, we can try that on the next episode of Dungeons and Dragon Types.
Oh my goodness!
Dun, dun.
Woo! Oh my goodness!
Scorpion bats picking on regular big mouth bat.
That's my favorite little thing that sings in the wall is Big Mouth Bat.
Big Mouth Bat.
Big Mouth Bat. Yeah. Title drop.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, guys. Now. Unstoppable me. I
everyone. Editor John for some quick shoutouts before we end the episode. Thanks to the PokeRoll Project for creating the module that we use. You can check them out at PokeRollProject.com. Thanks to Dream States for the use of their song Impossible Me off of the album Sad Bad, Happy Good for our theme song. Look for their music on Spotify, Bandcamp, and wherever else music is sold and streamed under capital D Dream, capital S States, all one word. And thanks to you for listening. If you want to support the show, leave a 5-star rating and review on your podcast provider and share this podcast with fellow Pokemon and tabletop fans. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and now Blue Sky via the links in the description. And if you do, you'll have your name included for use in the naming of future NPCs. And also be sure to join our Discord server for fun in-between episodes. Link is also available in the description. Pokemon is a registered trademark of Nintendo and the Pokemon Company. All rights reserved, and no infringement is intended. Talia kind of just comes up to you and kind of
John
really
gone.
Close and stares
John,
you.
John, we lost you.
Oh no. Hello?
Again.
Okay, that was weird.
The last we heard was, as soon as you
Mr.
mentioned
Mime.
Mr. Mime.
Okay, sorry, that may be my computer having too much to do.
Yeah, how dare
close
you, computer.
Close your
my
stuff,
Mr.
Jack.
Mime is a comp sci major. You can't say anything.
This, oh god, let me make sure. Okay, good, I'm still recording. But, no, my MacBook, my 10-year-old MacBook is finally starting to give in. Like, even some of the keys are dying, and I can't use them. What the hell happened? I now knock the button. Everything's just falling apart.
I think you need a new computer, my friend.
I do. I also turned off the external monitor.
How dare you? My...
This isn't my day.
My Mr. Mime got a grad degree in science and data analytics. You cannot fail.
Anyway, he and I were friends as I was... Oh, crap. Hello? Yes?
As Dr. Redwood lost his friends, what happened?